When a child displays a natural talent shared by their parents or other family members, sometimes we say the gift is in the blood. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews a memoir and a novel that show us once again the fruit doesn't often fall far from the tree. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Beyoncé's mother has written a memoir, and it's called Matriarch. Born Celestine Ann Beyoncé, known as Badass Teeny B in her youth, Tina Knowles begins her immersive and inspiring story with her childhood on Galveston Island. She and her six siblings each have a different spelling of their last name, Beyoncé, on their birth certificates. But when their mother tried to correct it, she was told to be happy she was getting a birth certificate at all, a relatively new development for Black people. This is one of the lesser indignities inflicted by systemic racism on what could have been an idyllic seaside childhood in the 50s and 60s. Instead, policemen almost killed her handsome high school football player brother and went on to target the family. The storytelling style established in this portion of the book is first class. One can both hear Tina's real voice and imagine that her credited collaborator knew a thing or two about what makes a great memoir. Fascinating subplots abound. Her own early musical career, her roller coaster history with her first husband, Matthew Knowles, her relationship with her gay nephew and best friend, Johnny, with whom she honed her craft as a clothing designer and stylist. The story of how her shy little daughter revealed her Leviathan talent and became an iconic star. The ongoing operation of racism, for example, in the record company's blundering treatment of Destiny's Child. As the Kirkus Reviewer put it, Matriarch is a great story of a singular American life. The scent of spilled beer and overflowing ashtrays practically wafts from the pages of Callie Collins' debut novel, Walk Softly on This Heart of Mine. Set at the Rush Creek Saloon in Austin, Texas in the 1970s, which mirrors the long-gone Soap Creek Saloon, its central character is Doug Moser, modeled closely on the late country blues musician Doug Somm, who did live for a while in a house in the woods behind the bar, as does his namesake character. Other places and people, notably the Armadillo World Headquarters and Joe Ely, appear without aliases. Over this historic scaffolding, Collins has wrapped a novel in three voices: Doug's, Deanna's, who is half of the couple who owns and tends the bar, and Stephen, who is a very in-your-face 19-year-old fan whose intrusive presence drives the most dramatic plotline. The daughter of a drummer who was part of this scene back in the day, Collins writes well about music and does a fine job of bringing the bar to life in all its detail, from plugging in the neon star out front to the clipping of the Fritos onto their display stand. Quote, "We'd leave the back door wide open and the side door too, and people would cluster around them frenzied, burst out in the parking lot like herds of animals trying to catch any kind of breeze." She does not romanticize the excessive drinking and drugging that was endemic to this scene, and the nasty bar fights they led to among a half-redneck, half-hippie crowd are here in force. If you tell Alexa to play Doug Somm and Joe Ely, you'll have the perfect soundtrack for reading Walk Softly on This Heart of Mine.
The books are Matriarch by Tina Knowles and Walk Softly on This Heart of Mine by Callie Collins. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.